The Kemmick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.
Yes, we're back again, baby.
They can't stop us. They can't stop us now. They said it couldn't be done, but here we are.
Here we are again. Another massive Kenwick Cricket Club podcast, talking all things Kenwick Royals and Mills Park Junior Cricket Club, all under Kenwick. It's all Royals. It's all together. It's been a huge week, hasn't it?
Yeah, indeed. In more ways than one.
More ways than one.
Can I start by asking?
Yep.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm very excited to be here once again.
Yeah, it's go time.
Let's do it. It is go time. Plenty of stuff to talk about. I'm going to mix it up this week. We did juniors first last week. I think we jump into the one-day Bs to start. Because you know what? I like to throw things around. I don't want to keep the same. I want to keep people guessing.
You know what? You're podcast daddy. So let's do it.
So we're going to start with the one-day Bs.
Sure.
Interesting side we had on the weekend. A lot of debutants. A lot of different things happening.
Interesting is one word to describe it.
Interesting is one word to describe it. We were taking on Leeming at Mills Park 1, and look, in my experience playing against the Leeming Cricket Club, they're usually pretty strong.
We did forecast this.
We had a look. We got a team together, and we went, you know what, let's give this a real dip. So this is the side we went in with. We went in with Lakhwinder Singh in his second game, Saurav Randhav, Dalton King, Jason Thompson, Dashan Raghavanshi, Jack Scanlon on debut, Zach Shamsuri, Bikram Rajput, Josh Ferguson, Don Jagadoj, and myself. So a real scallywag sort of bunch there.
there's quite a few different cats in that 11.
It's a different cats 11 indeed. Very big game though. I won the toss, as usual, elected to bowl first. Because I thought, you know what? We're going to get some real crack, but at least if it goes bad, we've fielded already.
We'll expose them to our secret weapon, our bowling.
Yes, and it was our secret weapon. So we got out there, had a real crack. We bowled first, as I said. Leeming did get off to a pretty good start. They put on 66 for the first wicket. They end up going on to make 202. We go through a few bowling figures. Dalton King bowled 7 overs, none for 37. His first spell was real good, first 5 overs. We brought him back on after drinks. We thought we'd try and buy the wicket of the guy who got the 100. Sort of went, you know what, if we're any chance of keeping this to a reasonable total.
Yeah.
We'll try Dalton now. He went for a few in that little 2 over patch. I opened the bowling as well because there wasn't a heap of options. Bowled 4 overs, none for 32. Just one bad ball and over. I was pretty disappointed.
And they took care of it pretty...
Yeah, I was quite upset. Not upset. It happens, doesn't it?
Disappointed. In yourself.
Yeah.
As a skipper, you want to lead from the front.
Exactly. So one exciting part for me was we were a couple overs in and the breeze swung. So we had to swing Dalton's end. And Tomo comes up and he goes, we've got to swing Dalton around, sit down. And he goes, do you want me to bowl an over? And I went... Oh, you hooked in now, brother. You're on 7. And I reckon that was Tomo's way of him being nice, coming to me and go, Matt, give me the fucking ball.
So, mate, it's time.
It's time.
I've taken in excess of 450 career wickets.
Yeah.
It's time.
So he took the ball, bowled real well. Couple of bad balls, hasn't bowled for a long time.
Yeah, I'd say at least a season and a bit.
He chopped the two opening batsmen in half about 8 times. And just couldn't like get the stumps. And honestly, 1 for 33 of his 7 did not feel like he went for that many. And Tomo was even surprised when he came and went, 33? Are you kidding? So, yeah. So, bowled quite well. And I look forward to him just bowling again this week.
Wonder how the shoulder is. That's the key.
I think it's all right. I think it's all right. And I liked what I saw. Lakhwinder Singh bowled 5 overs, number 32. Had his patches, had his moments. Interesting cat, Lakhwinder Singh. Interesting cat. If you're listening, you're an interesting man.
Intermittent moments, perhaps.
Yeah, bowled okay at points. There was one point where the batsman did middle the ball on a block shot and he appealed for LBW. But I assume he's just enthusiastic.
So he's shown a clear understanding of the rules, the laws of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Don Jagadeau's none for 38 off 5. Again, didn't think he actually bowled that bad, Donny. We were in damage control mode. Everyone was pretty deep, and he was just trying to bowl a spot. Sachem Suri, young fella, on debut. 2 for 24 on his little left arm off. He did a real good job. Really impresses how he played, and I'd have him back on my B-side any week.
Yeah, and he's hoping it's the start of a beautiful relationship and a beautiful friendship.
Oh, for sure. Bikram as well. Bikram Rajput. Now, I made a mistake.
Saksham's father.
They bowled in a partnership. That partnership brought 5 for 29. And I didn't bowl Bikram till late because, you know, he just bowls little mediums. But you know what he did? He just bowled full and straight. And gee, did I rate it.
Gave you something to set a field to.
And Bikram, look, if you're listening, you bowled 15 overs too late, and I'm sorry.
But the important thing is we learn.
And this week, maybe you get the new pill. Who knows?
Probably first change.
Exactly. So looking forward to what he does. 3 for 5. Really impressive.
Yeah, very handy.
Let's have a look at the batting. It didn't start too well. We were 1 for 14. Lakwinder Singh playing his shots early, got away. Unfortunately, Sarav, the big dog, got out for a golden. Dalton Kinglin came out and got an 8-ball duck. And we were really on the back foot. Ooh, then.
A couple of big losses early.
Then we lose Lakwinder, 3 for 28. Then Tomo and Dash said, lads, nah, let's, come on.
Steady the ship here.
We're okay here. They put on a really good partnership. They put on 55 together. And at this point, we were ahead of where Leeming were, and I went, oh, are we?
Yeah, we're a sniff here.
Dash hit a really big bomb 6. There was one point where Dash just kept taking the strike off Tomo. There was this leggy bowling, and Tomo would have absolutely dealt with this bloke.
Give it a bit of the old Moo Moo treatment.
And Tomo just kind of goes, oh, couldn't get on strike.
Dash.
Tomo looked really good. Dash looked really good. Some very good keeping to get Dash out, I might say. Leg side stumping was a wide.
Ooh.
Quick hands, see you later, Dash. Unfortunately, from 3 for 83, we're all out for 105. Do have to mention Jack Scanlon. Made a run. 1 off 1, was pretty proud of his strike rate. He did say he's batting with Bikram, and he just said to me, he goes, look, I don't know much about cricket, but I waited for him to say yes or no, and he just started running, so I thought I better go. And Jack didn't make it. Josh Ferguson, his return, duck. Don Jagadoge, duck. Myself, 0 not out, stranded again. I was probably going to guide us home, but, you know, didn't have the support of my teammates.
There's a lot of duck action going on there.
Bikram looked good, making an 11, but unfortunately did depart eventually.
Where was he caught?
Oh, I can't. I think I was padding up. I couldn't tell you. But was hit a few twos over mid off. Was throwing a bit of caution to the wind.
All right, though.
Look, overall, with that slot we had a crack. Had our chances to potentially get a lot closer. Put it this way, maybe we shouldn't have won. From the position we're in with the bat, we should have got to 150, 160 at least.
And then we're taking a bit more positives out of it.
Exactly. So, you know, positives, negatives, they're all there. Let's move on. We'll jump into... Let's go to the under-12s at Mills Park. If you're happy to do that.
Should we talk about the under-12s?
Well, I want to talk about their bowling performance.
Okay.
The game got abandoned, but that doesn't matter. But their bowling performance was very exciting.
Yeah, so for the listener, it's probably the best start to a game our under-12s have seen.
Ever.
In their short tenure. 5 for 48, did they have Canning?
They had Canningvale 5 for 48.
And obviously, look, they were scared.
That's clearly what happened. Match abandoned due to unforeseen circumstances. Jack Nankero, son of Dan, 2 for 10. Really nice.
Jackaroo.
None for 7 for Gazza Dhaliwal. Dhruv Doshi, 1 for 7 off his 2. Adam Afridi, none for 12 of his 2. Jalen Juarez, 1 for 5 of his 2. Amish Pokhrel, 1 for 5 of his over. That's his first ever wicket, Amish Pokhrel, so well done.
Good on him.
And Ronzen Gamaya, none for 2 of his 1. So, and a couple of catches for Ronzen as well, which is exciting. So good stuff in the under-12s. It could be a win this week, I've got a feeling.
We're seeing a lot of improvement.
I'm seeing a lot of things I like, so... Canningvale, watch out next time, because I reckon...
It is on.
We'll jump into the under-15s while we're on the juniors. Then we'll wheel ourselves back into the senior cricket.
Sure.
pretty good effort from the under-15s. We were versing a strong Ascot side. They made 330 in round one, and looking at the scorecard, you go, oh, no. Thought we bowled quite well. They made 4 for 188. Three drop catches on our part went in the field, unfortunately, which I think it might have even been four drop catches, which probably does come to cost you.
Look, you're going to see that in all forms of cricket, aren't you?
Yeah.
At this level.
10 players, so we were one player short, so that means we were a wicket short. Jake Collingwood, obviously, out, unfortunately. Add him with the ball and with the bat. And I reckon we probably get the job done.
Game changed.
So some really good performances. Zach Hale looked really good for his 15. Unfortunately, got out just before retiring, which did cost us. Kieran Simons, 52, batted superbly. Really impressive. Caleb Evans absolutely barbecued himself at a crucial time of the game. I was umpiring, ran to get in position. I look up. There's clearly a third run there. Kieran's storming back to the danger end. Caleb's just standing there. And then once he realises, they fumbled it, stuffed it up, and still got him run out. That's how far he was behind. And I was like, oh dear. So Caleb, disappointing there. One little shout-out to Callan Hodgson. He batted down the bottom there at number 10 and came in. Now, Callan, real unorthodox batsman. Like, you're watching him bat, you're like, this bloke's not going to hit a ball. But then all of a sudden he can hit a ball. But he'll look real yucky until he does hit a ball, if that makes sense.
Are we talking like Fawad Alam areas, or are we talking Hayden Aducci areas?
Somewhere in between.
Okay.
So anyway, Ascot are giving it to Callan, absolutely giving it to him. You know, he's like noodling it, missing balls, trying to block. They're just feeding him. So then Callan goes, you know what? I've had enough. 4-6-4, and they shut up real quick.
Yeah.
So he does have it in his arsenal when he wants to do it.
Okay. So what you're saying, there's some clay that can be moulded there.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, he's a strange cat, but I like him. He's got something.
I'd say that's almost a prerequisite for membership to the Kenwick Royals or the Mills Park Royals. Oh,
pretty much. Now, yeah, we did get the loss there. We're back in action this week at Willerton, so hopefully we can get the W. Let's jump on to the fourth grade. Let's go there. Let's jump straight into the big dogs. Big game for you lads. Top of the table clash against Jacob Landsmere and the Willerton Crows.
Mm.
So they won the toss, I'm assuming?
They did. And just after the toss, the umpire said now to the two captains, now you two boys, I don't want any trouble in this game. I don't want any unruly behaviour. I don't want anyone, you know, making a scene.
Yeah.
And Colby says to the umpire, you don't have to worry about that. We're all mates.
Oh.
And then I thought to myself, JL, you'll be listening, and you're a good bloke. But as soon as you put on that Willerton Crow shirt and you step over the other side of that,
you're not our friend anymore.
Yeah, no, you're a dog. And you're dead to me.
Fair enough. Did receive a text message from Landsmere today. Was messaging him about work-related things, and then he says, Wick's going to chase 158? And I said, I would have thought so.
Hmm.
And he didn't respond.
Yep. Good. Good. Good display of belief.
So 8 for 157. From what I'm led to believe, you guys should have kept into probably a 130, 120.
Doesn't really tell the tale. I guess at the end of the day, it's probably even because we fielded pretty average.
Yeah.
Myself included. I dropped three with the gloves.
Yep.
In what is comfortably the worst ever keeping performance I've ever put together. So really leading by example as the club coach and setting the standard for fielding.
Well, you came down and did a keeping masterclass with my juniors tonight. Should have I trusted you with that?
It gave me some confidence, instilled some belief back into me
that's good.
I've got something to offer the next generation.
Now, having a look at this, 8 for 157, it's a real middle-of-the-road total. It's one of those tricky totals.
Yeah, I wouldn't be unhappy with that if that was us.
Oh, yeah. I think both teams go into the end of the first day going, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty even points.
Yeah. So, Mitch Smith, 5 overs, 1 for 12. How'd he bowl?
Yeah, good. Just a touch straight, I feel. Okay. With the sort of fields we were wanting to set for him, we were trying to get him to push it a bit wider and have a 7-2 field. And just with his style of bowling, I think we probably need to afford him a bit more of a bit more leeway on the leg side. So something for us to look at, perhaps.
Now, Colby Shocker, the captain. Now, I've heard stories here that apparently Like, Colby was getting tired and was going to come off, and Sean Ingram was at mid-on, and Al was around there as well, just saying, no, just keep bowling.
Yeah, I did hear that. And as you know, as he took off maybe his 25th of his 27 overs, I saw the life starting to leave his eyes, and I went up to him at the end of the over and I said, brother, you got plenty of options here. No point killing yourself.
Fair enough. 139 of 27, though, 12 maidens, phenomenal performance.
Huge, huge. I will say, although he didn't get the best figures of the day, he was pretty close to the best bowler on the day. And in terms of, like, if he wasn't his own captain, he'd be a pleasure to set a field to.
Oh, for sure.
Because you know what you're getting, and that's what you need in two-day cricket.
John Saffioti, 9 overs, 3 maidens, done for 23.
Yeah, he actually bowled a couple of bad balls.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, I saw John get upset with himself.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Stop,
brother.
Stop lying. Ian Archibald, 4 for 55, 7 maidens, 24 overs. That gets me real up and about, and I'm disappointed because I heard he should have got 6 or 7.
I would say 7, comfortably 7. Oh. Yeah, he bowled real, real well. I'm so glad that he's back. We suspected that toe injury might have kept him out, and thank God that it didn't, because he's just bowling with venom.
That bloke is now the number one leg spinner at the club, in my opinion.
Mm.
Easily. And
That's a huge call.
Oh, comfortably, I think. Personally.
Well, what I will say is keeping him was a real pleasure. One delivery, wrong in that he bowled.
Yeah.
Really well flighted up, tempted the batsman to come down and try to drive him, and then just right through the gate and top of off.
Oh, baby.
It was beautiful to watch.
Nice.
And, you know, as a keeper, when you're watching your bowler's hand and you're like, oh, yeah, that's going where I think it's going. And then bang, beautiful. Beautiful to watch, Wyman.
Very nice. Sean Ingram, 7 overs, 1 for 16, 3 maidens. Sounds like he did a bit of a job.
Yeah, did a job. Also could have come on and bowled a few of those Colby overs. But, did a job. His wicket was with his worst ball of the spell. But we'll take it.
Chris Chadwick, 3 overs, none for 9.
Just, I think he bowled 3 of the last 6 from Colby's end because Colby was starting to get a bit cooked.
Rumours are he bowled in the baggy hat.
Yep, bit of a Lisa Stalaker type, if you will.
That's really hot.
Yeah, he also should have had a wicket, and he was one of the ones that I dropped to catch off. So,
oh, no.
Sorry, Chaddy.
Now let's jump into 6th grade because I'm going to save the best game till last. We'll go to 6th grade. Now, good performance, 177. Probably did leave a few out there, Kenwick, unfortunately. Rav making 75, Amesh 8, Shyam Mendes 24. Angat with 9, Hashan 15, Richard Pinto 21, Raj or Kimbo Slices, me and Chaddy refer to him as, 2. Devon 9, Abby 8, then 2 ducks to finish it with Vep and Dinesh. I believe his name is. They fell all out for 177 after they were 4 for 158. So
yeah, so a little bit of a
collapse,
bit of a fall away there. Important to note that they are 65 over games and they were all out in 38.5. So yeah, they left a few overs out there.
They did bowl a few overs. They bowled 16 overs. The wicket coming from Richard Pinto. I like that Vep got a bit of a bowl there, the leggy. Have seen him in the nets. Struggles with lengths, but does rip them. Does turn them.
Does get a bit of purchase.
Does get a bit
chase.
Of purchase. Shyam Mendes bowled 1 over, no wickets. It's unfortunate, isn't it?
You take a little bit of pleasure in that.
More when he doesn't make runs, I take pleasure. Because we sort of battle each other each year to see who gets a better average.
Well, currently he's got you covered, doesn't he?
Not by much. I don't have an average yet, so.
So he's got you covered.
Oh, sorry that I can't get out.
Well, that's just clearly selfish.
Well, oh, really?
Red Inca.
No, well, I've been less stranded.
Said the bloke who got 9 off 3,000 balls the other way.
Well, Shyam, look, I'm happy the team made 177. Shyam, I saw Shyam at 24 and went, oh, fuck's sake. Really? No, well done, Shyam. It's about time he hit a little bit of form.
Yeah, good. Good on your package.
Good on him. So 177, Kwinana 1 for 16, fair few runs left to chase there. I'll back the boys in to get that done.
I would be very surprised if they didn't come away with that W.
Get it done, lads. I'm looking forward to post-game beverages in celebration, hopefully.
Maybe even a tub.
Boy, oh boy, wowee. Now, this is a game I want to get onto. The One-Day Fs. Their season has been ignited. They're back.
Kickstart my heart.
They're back, baby. They defeated Perth Tamil, 117 all out. Kenwick destroying them, 8 for 202. Massive.
I'd wager that's the first time that that 1F's team has got anywhere near 202.
Probably. A little bit of a story, because obviously I wasn't there, but I've heard this story a few times now. So they end up with 11 before the Saturday. Jacob Summers didn't show up. Tom August pulled out about 12:30. So they're down to 9 all of a sudden, right? At this point, what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Probably panic.
Jake Collingwood's played cricket Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Made a lot of runs. Body's pretty sore. Goes home. Doesn't come to the game. Gets a nice path, allegedly. They win the toss. Now, I'm all for fielding first. But if I had 7 and you know one was coming, I'd probably bat. They elected to field. But Dave obviously knew something we didn't, because it worked out. So they start with 7.
Great courage to field with 7.
Great courage.
Because if you did that to me, I'd be telling you exactly where you could go.
Yeah, I agree. So they had 7. Jake Lockie saw some guy bowling in the nets at Treasure Road and said, do you want to jump on and field? Come on and field 35 overs for us. Thank you.
Who enjoys fielding?
Thank you, Lovepreet Singh. That's his name. We do have his details, and allegedly he's going to play soon. So exciting times.
Do we need to clear him? Have we cleared him?
Not yet. But he's away for a few weeks. So
I think we just put the clearance in.
Oh, we will. We will. Lovepreet Singh. So he fielded. Took a catch. We also then had Sheep arrive. So all of a sudden we've got 9 on the field. We're going, all right.
All right. Ship's turning around.
What can we do here? Now, you think the weirdness is over, we get on with it.
These are real Kenwick areas.
Oh, yeah. Now, next thing that happens is Sheep's like, okay, what I'll do is, because Sheep didn't at this point know that 2 people had pulled out. So he's thinking, we're still going to have 10 with Jake not there, blah, blah, blah. So he has his phone on the field in his pocket, Sheep. He's texting Jake. So what was going to happen is when drinks hit, shit, like, you know, he slowly walk off the field. Sheep was going to run off the field, get in his car, race home, pick up Jake, come back. Not far from his house, Treasure Road.
Mm.
So they're walking off the ground, and Jake rocks up in an Uber. and Sheep was like, what?
How'd you get here, bud?
Yeah, so Jake rocks up. They're on for 117. Let's have a look at those bowling figures. Dave Bentley, 1 for 20. Jake Lockyer, none for 24. J Mills, 2 for 28.
My boy.
The only bowler to bowl 7. I think that says something. 3 for 9, Reece Clark.
Who, by his own admission, bowled yuck off spin.
Do have, now, apparently he has to have a valve in his heart replaced.
For medical reasons, he had to bowl yuck off spin.
Yeah, I think that might be correct. And there might be a future there.
For medical reasons, I'm not a good cricketer.
Manmohit Singh, 1 for 21. Good to see Manny get a wicket. I was excited by that. Sean Collingwood, 2 for 5 off 4. And Aman Canyon getting in on the action as well, 1 for 8 off his 2 overs.
Oh, Sheep just taking the last, you know, taking 10 and 11. Come on, Sheep. Come on, mate.
Zach Hale must be credited. What a performance. 6 catches. Was actually 5, but the guy who took it, the new fellow who didn't have my cricket, apparently the 6th catch got caught on Zach, and he probably deserved it.
And now he's probably set some sort of Kenwick record.
We would have to check that. That could
most,
be
a, most catches as a wicketkeeper for the Kenwick cricket
that
club.
That could really 6. Be a Kenwick record.
That's huge.
Do you reckon that is a record?
I'd be surprised if it's not.
That's massive, isn't it? Young Zach Hale.
And it's not really, because he didn't take the 6th catch. Now we have to investigate. Now we have to.
But it is, unfortunately. Jumping on to the Kenwick innings, having a look here. Now, Jake Lockyer opened the batting, making 11. Sean Collingwood, 8-ball duck. Now, the funny part about this is, I heard that they were getting close to the score at the Bees game. I said, oh, Fs are on this. And they said, who scored runs? I said, oh, I'm not sure. I assume one of the Collingwoods, just out of guessing. And they all laughed and went, oh, I hope it's not Sheep. So they were pretty happy when they heard Sheep got an 8-ball duck.
Yeah, you know you got mates when they hope that you don't get any runs.
Dave Bentley, 21, pretty handy at number 3. Jake Collingwood, 64, batting at number 4. Zach Howe, 27. Those two put on 118, were the pillar to win that game of cricket, and very exciting stuff for that One Day S team.
Unbelievable. They put on 118 for the fourth wicket, and the two of them, their combined age would be, what, 28?
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, I don't want to go too early or get too excited, but...
So you're going to?
I'm going to. The One Day Fs are in fifth position on the ladder. They're 0.02 out of fourth. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I know from chats with One Day F players, Piara Waters, very beatable by the Kenwick F standard. I've got a feeling that the One Day Fs are going to get on a little bit of a run. I've got a murmur in my body. And I think the One Day Fs are going to, they might not make finals, but they're going to cause some issues. They're going to cause some issues. And they're going to be in it up to their teeth late in the season.
You reckon they're going to play spoil sport?
They're going to play spoil sport. 100%.
All right, make the call now. Where do the Fs finish right now? And obviously we hold you to it because it's round 4 or whatever the shit it is.
I'm going to be 4th. They're going to make it. I'm going 4th. And that's being with my heart, because I was going to say 5th. And I went, no, I'm going to go 4th. One Day S, they're going to play finals. They're going to play in a semi.
They may as well win the ship from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, look, I have belief. Do you? I have belief.
I believe that they can have fun.
I hope so, and that's the main thing.
And that is the main thing.
So, I believe that's all the games we've gone through now.
Yeah, interesting round. Interesting round.
Very interesting.
Everyone well poised.
Everyone is well poised, especially those One Day Fs.
Mm. So the One Day grades back to the 2020s this week.
Yeah, I liked the idea of the other T20 comp beforehand. Now playing them, I'm like, I'd just rather play One Day.
I think it's good as someone who's not actually playing in them, but I think maybe that the ladders should be integrated, like how they are in two-day, one-day cricket. They're two separate premierships, but they're still integrated. It still matters for your end of season. I kind of think it should be integrated.
Maybe. Well, coming from the Bs and Fs, I'm on a T20. Nah, fuck that. We'll just stay. We'll stay in our own lane.
Yeah, we'll stay in our lane.
But we did hear news from the SNCA, which we believe is going to be confirmed soon, that the T20 comp was just going to be a final. No. It's now semis and finals. We're back in the competition, baby!
That helps. That helps big time.
We're back. So, all of a sudden, you know, if we can win this week against Piara, if Fs can win this week against Piara, maybe we're staring down the barrel of some good times.
So, you're seeing there's a chance.
There's a chance, brother. I was thinking, how can we mathematically still get out of this group before they announce the semis? Now I'm like...
We got a better chance of making the semis than India do.
Wow, big call. Big call. Now, it's time to jump on to probably my favourite part of the podcast. I assume yours as well. It's time to do our votes for the last round.
Bit of news in relation to this, to the...
Do you want to reveal this?
To the podcast Player of the Year. Now, if you've been a loyal listener, and we assume you have, then you would know that there's going to be... We're in discussions, we're in works to get a prize. To get a prize for the podcast Player of the Year. Can't reveal too much at this stage, other than to say there are a couple of irons in the fire, and at this stage it looks like we're going to have a first prize and a runner-up prize.
Wow, that's huge if true.
There are talks of beer. There are talks of new cricket bats.
Wow.
There are talks of European getaways.
You're telling me that you could win this podcast Player of the Year and you might get an all-expenses-paid trip to Europe. That's potentially.
Look, it's not off the table. It's probably not on the table, but it's definitely not off the table.
Okay. Well, that's what you like to hear.
So further developments when they come to hand, we'll obviously let you know.
Fair enough. Well, shall we jump into these votes?
Would you like to kick us off?
I can kick us off. Why not? Okay, I'm gonna go with my one vote. Oh, this is a real hard week. I've really struggled. I don't know about you.
Talk me through it.
Look, for example, a couple of people that missed out. Bikram, 3 for 5.
Mm.
Made 11. Was real close. Tomo, really, I'm really upset I couldn't get him in there. But I thought Tomo would want to get the young fellas in there. Tomo would say, no, don't give me a vote for that, Matty. I can do better. So I didn't.
And he will this week.
Oh, I think he's on for 100 this week. A few others as well. I'm still even toying in my head. Do I make a quick change? Do I? I just don't know.
Listen to your heart.
I'm listening to my heart, and I have made a change. Honourable mention. I did have him in there, but I've had to make a change. Jack Mills, just missing out. Bowled really well, 7
that's,
overs, too
that's
far.
Heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking.
Very upsetting, but I have had to replace it with someone else. But my first vote, and you might think this is a bit foolish, you might laugh, but it's hard to get people to play cricket. And this guy came down and fielded 35 overs. Has never played a game of cricket.
Love Deep Singh, though.
made one, thought he was the greatest batsman of all time. That was Jack Scanlon. I feel like he deserved a vote.
Boom Radio's own Jack Scanlon.
Yep. Kenwick Cricket Club's own voiceover man for the opening of the podcast.
For those playing along at home.
Yeah, look, he came down, told me he enjoyed him. I'm like, brother, you had to stand in the field with 35 overs in the sun. I'm not seeing you next week.
Well, look, you know, every cricketer understands it's important to lie and to yourself about your enjoyment and involvement in the game.
Oh, 100%. And look, he got a run. He was one off one. I'm like, gee, I can't score that quick.
Nor can I.
And didn't he was he? This is the funny part as well. He's out there batting. He probably batted for about 3 overs. Didn't like faced one ball. Maybe it felt like 3 overs because he got to a drinks break and had to come off the ground.
He's like, what do I do?
And go back out.
Why is everyone leaving?
Yeah, when we had the drinks and when we were fielding, we like started walking off and he was walking over to square leg and I was like, Jack.
Over this way, champion.
But no, massive shout out to the sort of people who come down and do that. You're heroes.
And we'll obviously never see him again on the cricket field.
Probably not, but I'll try again.
Yep, you definitely will.
Yeah, so my one vote goes to Jack Scanlon. I thought, why not? Because he's never going to have a chance to get a vote again.
Well, at least he's polled.
Exactly.
Yep, good for him.
What about you?
Jack Millsy Mills.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I got a lot of time for that kid.
So do I.
And at 2 for 28 off 7, we've said it before, I'll say it again. Kid's going places.
I watched him bowl last night, and because it's like, it's not too quick, it's not too slow, it's just sort of loose. Lands, when he hits that spot, he is not easy to hit.
Awkward.
Very awkward.
And what was he, 15?
15,
yeah. Yeah, look, he's going to get taller, he's going to get bigger, he's going to get stronger.
Exactly.
And last night in the nets, I also watched him bowl, and he bowled a bad one. And I've been working with him a little bit, and I was going to say to him, what'd you do wrong there? Before he even turned around, he was then like shadow bowling what he was supposed to have done wrong. He's identified what he's done wrong, and I went, this guy. You're going to be okay.
You know why he's going to be okay? You know that man's related to John Safiotti?
Yeah, so genetically, like that's like winning the lottery.
Yeah, pretty much. My two votes. Now, this originally was to Jack Mills. I made a late change.
So you were going to give 2 to Millsy, and he's gone from getting 2 to none.
Yeah, I felt like Jack had to be featured for his filling in. This guy, I had to give this guy votes, because upon reflection, I'm looking at the scorecard. Zach Hale. I had to give him votes. 6 catches behind the stumps.
The junior hailstorm.
Made 20-odd, 118-run partnership. Just massive. Won the team the game, and definitely deserves all of those 2 votes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about yourself?
Well, I went in a slightly different direction.
Yeah.
As we pre-discussed, Colby, 1 for 39 off 27. Huge, huge effort to bowl 27 overs. He also should have had at least 2 wickets, as he was another person I dropped a catch off of. And what we haven't discussed was the huge catch that he took in the cover regions.
Really?
It was sensational.
Look, he was another one of, again, my honourable mentions, because that is a phenomenal effort to bowl that many overs at such a tight economy rate.
Mm. This catch at cover, I can't impress upon you how much of a good catch it was. bloke who'd been dropped from their first grade side comes out and absolutely laces it. Absolutely laces it to cover. Colby basically does a Superman and catches the ball past him.
Wowee.
Huge.
So what you're saying is this man has the full package.
Sheehan Mendes, watch out. Your nickname could be taken.
You're in trouble, brother. Okay, well, my three votes.
Mm.
This guy batted phenomenally from what I hear. Just keeps doing it week to week, and he's an all-round good bloke, and that's Rav. Three votes.
Yep.
Well deserved.
75 off 78, somewhere in that region. Yeah.
Really good effort.
He'd be close to leading for Cricketer of the Year. Or maybe Ian would.
Oh, if Ian wins Cricket of the Year, I'm going to get real, real excited.
Yeah. That's definitely a couple of lemonades that evening for you.
Oh, yeah.
My three votes.
Yep.
Were your two votes. Zach Hale.
Nice.
I tell you what, I got a lot of time for young wicketkeepers. It's a thankless task. You only get noticed when you're not doing the right thing most of the time.
Yeah.
So to take five catches and then back it up with a match-winning partnership and his contribution of 27, sensational effort. What an effort. And you know what? I talked to him at juniors training tonight and he's coming down to seniors practice tomorrow.
Yeah, he's been down a few times.
He wants to get better.
Oh, which is exciting. And I hope we see him around the club for a very, very long time because he has a lot of talent and a lot of potential. So, fingers crossed. Going on to I believe we're at four votes.
Please.
My four votes, I went with the man himself, Ian Archibald.
Oh, yeah.
Four wickets. Deserved more.
Should have been seven.
I'm just real excited. And, gee, I'd love him to keep going and win the association bowling as well.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. My four votes, Rav.
Rav, nice, very good
for the 75. You notice that you and I are getting in similar areas here. Perhaps you and I think maybe a little bit too similarly.
Maybe. Potentially.
It's hard to go past a 75 in a club that, I mean, and all clubs in the SMCA lack sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to go past a quality stick.
Yeah, for sure, I agree. Now my five votes. This guy, part of winning the game. Also found it pretty niche that he rocked up in an Uber midfielding inning. So I had to give it to Jake Collingwood, making 60-odd and doing it off the back of several innings out in the middle. So just clutching up for the club and helping us get the win and keeping that finals dream alive.
Good dig. I would reckon the sort of, you know, the rocking up in the Uber, those sort of areas I think would generally be reserved to the blokes who have lost their licence, who are hungover from the night before.
But he doesn't have a licence.
And he's 14, so yeah. He doesn't drink. So that's real niche.
Oh, yeah, I rated it. Who'd you give five votes to?
We've already said his name. Ian Archibald.
Good call.
4 for 55, that should have been 7 for. I'll tell you what, we should start calling him Spider-Man, because he's spinning webs out there.
No. Oh. He is one of the greats at the moment, isn't he? He is in a rare vein of form. And this is coming off, this bloke's barely come to training. Like,
Bits and bobs.
And, gee, he is landing him superbly.
I just look forward to seeing what's next.
I hope there's more wickets to come, personally.
Maybe in a conspiracy. Just give you a little conspiracy theory. Maybe I dropped the catch and maybe the other blokes dropped catches off him so that we didn't have to award him another FIFA award. Really looking after the club's bank balance.
And that's selfish of you. You should be ashamed.
It is, and I am.
Now, that's all the votes we've got. Before we finish, you know I like to go back in time.
Yeah, who doesn't?
So, obviously, we don't have a guest on today at the moment, unless one suddenly bobs up out of nowhere. So I've just been having a look through my cricket while we've been doing the votes. And
oh, yeah.
Kind of look back to your first year. Gee, there was a patch in this year of 2011-12.
Oh, yeah.
There was a patch in this year where you were just making runs for fun.
I don't think that's the case.
I'd be pretty proud of myself. Listen to this. 28, 25, 27, 12, 14, 47. You were in some form.
Look, I do maintain that once upon a time I was an okay cricketer. It was moons ago, But I was an okay cricketer.
Now, I want to talk through, do you remember the game you made the 47?
I reckon that was against Kelm Scott at the Old Mills Park.
I can tell you it wasn't against Kelm Scott.
Oh, really?
Do you remember what grade it was?
Oh, that was in one day C's. I was playing one day C's. Yeah, yeah. That was Southern Districts?
Nope. Nope. It was not the Southern Districts.
Is it listed as Leeming? Because they merged with Leeming. So that'd be
oh,
why,
really?
That'd
oh,
be
it is listed as Leeming, yeah.
Oh, no, it was Southern Districts.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, just like if you were looking at that grade now, you'd see Piara Waters, but they were Southern River at that time.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Now, I mean, I wasn't going to play the name game, but gee, I'd like to see if you could get these.
No, oh, I'd struggle.
Do you want to have a crack?
I reckon I opened the batting with Scott Hartman.
You did?
Yeah. He scored a few.
Yeah, you guys put on...
He probably got 100.
There's no fall of wickets, but he made 112.
Mm.
You made 47. Were you pretty upset when you came off and realised it was 47?
I was, and I also remember him telling me, like, look, if you're ever going to score 100, today's the day. And I went, oh, yeah, all right. I'll get another chance. It's been a while.
Do you know who else played in that game?
Bracey was there.
Yep.
He was probably the captain. Murray Williams.
Correct.
Urshad Shaikh.
Correct.
Now, funny thing about Urshad, he only played for that one season.
Yeah.
But I remember boys from that one day C's team always used to give him grief because he'd get a wicket and it was like a, almost like a pre-prepared celebration. And the boys used to give him sticks saying, like, oh, you practice that one in the mirror, dude.
While you're guessing this, I'm going to put the background music on because I like to keep it funky and different.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So you got five of these so far.
Ooh. Gee whiz. I'm really, really pulling up short here. I've got Vin Richards.
No Vin Richards.
What about Hurricane?
No Hurricane.
Yeah, gee, I don't... See, what I also remember about that time is I found a Facebook memory, Al Martin referring to me as the One Day C's Watto. And I'll screenshot it and we can share it on our socials if need be.
But okay.
Thank you for that comparison, Al. If you're listening, we'd like to get you on the show.
Very much so. Can you name anyone
else?
I've got
nothing. I'm drawn absolutely.
Right, I'm gonna tell you who else is there. Abhishek Singh.
Oh, Abhi Singh.
Yep.
Oh.
Your close and personal mate, Matt Butcher.
Was Butch playing?
Batting at 4, 26 not out.
Oh, Butchie.
Ian Price.
Price, man.
Price.
Price is right.
Roger Stoll. He was there.
Good old Stolly.
Derek Haywood.
Desmond the Moon Bear. How about that?
Okay. And someone who I've messaged in recent times, never met him, Glenn Offer.
Offer was there. Yeah. He plays for Morley now.
Yeah, it does say MC. He has played two games this year in the Secure Power Solutions I-grade.
Yeah, in the Northern Suburbs comp. I tell you what, Glenn Offer was an honest bowler.
Well, I'll tell you, he hasn't done anything with the bat. He's played two games, two ducks this year.
Yeah, that's on brand.
Gee, it would be niche if we could get someone like him on.
Do you think so?
Be real different and funky.
Look, let's not take him off the list.
Okay.
But what about the people who are listening to this podcast?
Yeah.
Who do you want to hear us talk
to? Who do you want to hear from?
Because, you know, you and I have been throwing names about, and it's all well and good for us to continue to do that. But what do the fans want?
I don't know where he is, and I've never met him. But I've heard lots of stories from Jason Thompson and the like about some guy named James Barr, and I really want to meet him.
Jimmy Barr, the Mad Stags. Yeah. Oh, gee whiz. There's a lot of tales. A lot of tall tales.
Yeah, let us know. Who do you want to hear from? Colin Smith.
Cole Smith would be a good stubby.
He would be very
good. The Waldens. Surely the Waldens.
The Waldens would be good. Anthony Fuderick.
Oh, Foods. Been trying to get him to come down for a game, but
yeah,
lives.
I message him every week.
Yeah, he lives a bit out.
I say, I'm sorry to bother you again. He goes, it's okay, but I can't. I'm sorry. And he hurt his back or something the other day. So
Funny that we're listening to Mumbo Number 5 at the moment.
Why?
In the background, because so I used to live with Anzo back in the day, which, you know, going into different areas here.
Yeah.
And he used to like to play a lot of Call of Duty. And and he used to get real angry at the lag.
Yeah, right.
And it sounded like Lou Bega, like every time it would lag, he'd be like, ah. So I used to call him Lou Bega.
Right. Were you a big Call of Duty man?
No, never.
Neither. I think I played a couple times and like with a friend, like he was at their house and was no good at it.
Yeah, me too. I was pretty dog shit at it. But if it was a cricket game, you know, I'd give that a go. Guitar Hero, those were my areas.
Cricket and footy, even a bit of FIFA, whatever, anything sport related. I'd certainly have a crack at.
Good shouts.
So this week, one day bees, we're at Harrisdale High School, tried to get a night game with Piara, they wouldn't do it, unfortunately.
What's with these clubs and not wanting to play night cricket under lights?
I don't know.
You think you get this opportunity every week? You think we're just giving it away?
Yeah, it's really strange. So we've got them at Harrisdale High School. The one day S have PR Waters at Mills Park 1.
Okay.
Fourth grade, obviously, in their second day against Willerton, and sixth grade in their second day against Kwinana. So exciting times ahead. The juniors, the under 15s, we're taking on one of the Willerton sides. So pretty important game for our season, if I'm being brutally honest. We probably need to get the win there. So big game at Prendwick, which is where Riverton Senior Cricket Club plays, in my recollection.
That's correct.
Where you played maybe your 150th game? 100th?
100th, and 100th. Al played his 250th.
Good win for the club,
too.
That
was a great game.
Should
get Al on to talk about that.
We should. We're versing Willerton Blue, who, having a look here, Willerton Blue are looking, they're yet to win a game. So we'd really want to cash in if possible. For the under 12s, they got another home game. They'll be playing on Mills Park 1 on Sunday morning in a huge clash against the Gosnells Cricket Club. Gosnells Blue, to be exact.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to tell you that we're going to have 6 from 6 this week. Six wins.
That's a massive call. That's a huge call.
And if there is 6 wins this weekend, then the first round's on me.
For everyone?
Yep.
That's huge. Well, I can reveal Gosnells Blue are 1-2 in the under-12s, so they've lost the last two, not coming in on the greatest run of form.
I'm back the 12s in. It's time? Yep. They've taken the lessons from the first three rounds. It's time.
Dan and Co said, lads, listen to me, and we'll go places.
Station sponsor, Royalty Plumbing, Gas and Electrical, owned and run by Dan Nancaro, a shrewd businessman, and an even better coach.
Also, shout out to Boom Radio as well, who's currently got our ad running on the system.
Oh, thank you, Boom.
Which is huge. So
huge and true.
We'll give them a mention every week as well. So yeah. Anyone else who wants to jump on board, if you're listening, go ahead.
We haven't finalized exactly the prize for the Podcast Player of the Year. So if there is anyone interested in sponsoring that prize, then by all means get in contact with us, because we are very close to putting some pen to paper.
Maybe a night for two at Mills Park.
Oh, that does sound romantic.
Very much so. All right, well, we're out of here, Stephen. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always. And I look forward to chatting all things Kenwick with you next week.
Thank you, Matthew.
The Kenwick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.